didn't get any less.
All right. Okay, so we're returning to the Dalet Rishuyos. Okay, so it's going to take up the question of Rishus HaRavim. I think the last thing we did was Rishus HaYachid, right? I think so. With the Mechitzos, the Rambam versus the Rambam versus Rashi, whether you need Mechitzos or not.
But then we also went into the Kamalis and the
Kamalis. Right. Right. With the Rambam, that's true. Right. All right. So the Rambam is Shita in Rishus HaRavim. Correct. Okay. So now the question is, now you have a Rashi Shita. Rashi is brought down in Erevin, Davov. So, the Gemara says, Ketzed Ma'arvin Derech Rishus HaRabim. Rashi says, Rishus HaRabim, Mashmo Rochav Sheish Srihamo, Ve'ir Shem Mitzuyin Bo Shishim Ribo, Ve'ein Bo Choma. Okay, the question says, Oh, Shahaya Rishus HaRabim Shalom Mechuvan Mishar Lashar Shei Mefulash Dom L'Digle Midbar. So here Rashi says an interesting has an interesting requirement that the Ramban says is not found anywhere in Shas, that a Rishus HaRabim is a has the width of 16 amos, which is found in the Gemara in Hazorik, right? And a city that has in it 600,000 people without a wall, okay, and it runs straight through. The road runs straight through. It's much for the O should be there, no? Two different cases. The ear. The question, the gear says that what? If you're going to say it has ear shemitsuyim bo shishim ribo ve'ein bo choma, right? Shehoyer v'shus harabim shelam mechuv mishal shar. So then that means to say that what? That even without the choma, you need the street to go straight through it. What does it mean mishal shar though?
Is he explaining what choma is?
What does it mean, Mishal Shar? Isn't Shar imply a Choma?
Yeah.
A little bit difficult.
No, you know what Shar that a Choma can mean? It's kind of
funny. I guess. I guess you could.
I'm saying in the event that the city has some other...
It's Mashma's one case, isn't it? It's the Rochav, it's the street of the city that has 600,000 in it, isn't it? It's not two cases. So then he's saying the street of a city that has 600,000 people in it. So now he has two. Now, and it doesn't have a wall, right? That's plain shot. And it doesn't have a wall, then it's automatically Rishus HaRabim. But even if it has a wall, if it has a street that's foolish, Mishar Lashar, oh, we have to see. I mean, it's a good question. Let's see. Right, but anyway, the point over here is though that Rashi has a requirement of 600,000, and he says why? Because it has to be Domo L'Digle Midbar. So that's like the first Rashi in Erevin, right? That everything we learn from Digle Midbar, Shedomo L'Digle Midbar, Shekol Mili D'Shabbos Mishkan Gamrinon, right? That everything in Shabbos we learn from the Mishkan. The wagons of the Levium traveled, and they required a width of 16 amma, right? Like Gemara says Nazarek. Hilkach lo ay rishus rabim botzer mi yudvav amma rochav umefulash mi beis rushin. Okay, it's only going to be a rishus rabim if it's 16 amos, and it's open from both ends. So that's Rashi's principle. I mean, the principle is clear that that you have to derive everything from Mishkan in terms of Shabbos, right? Derive everything from Mishkan. And therefore Rashi says that just like by Digle Mishkan, they were 600,000. And we're learning everything from them, from that case. So Shusha Rabban has to have 600,000 people.
Does everyone know that it was just a...
Okay. Let's go through the facts before we start analyzing this. So now Tosus takes mentions Rashi, right? He doesn't mention anything about the wall, right? He just mentions Mefulish Mishnei Tzadah, Mishalashar. I guess it means it's open. It's not unobstructed. Now he says like this: V'chein yesh b'halachos gedolos deba'inan drisas shishim ribo. The Bahag also has the requirement of the drisa of 600,000. The Kashalur Beno Tam, Dibishabis, Biparaka Zorek, Omar, Dagolos Havitach Tein Ubeinayim Shusarabim, Vitach Teim Lohayu Shishim Ribo. Funny question. Now, what? That they learn in Hazorek that the Gemara says in Hazorek, underneath the wagons was also 600,000. It was also Shusarabim, I mean. It's also Shusarabim. But what? I don't really understand this question. What? Underneath the wagon, there were...
You can't see 600,000 people underneath the wagon, so obviously that's not the qualification for Rosh Hashanah.
Right.
It's either or. I mean, there's supposed to be the same definition. It obviously can't be.
I mean, as the wagon, it's a strange phenomenon over there. I mean, there was no derech. Right? I mean, there was no derech. They, as they were traveling, they were making the derech. Right? As they were traveling, they were making the derech. And the proof is that however wide they were, that was the derech, right? That was the derech. So what does he mean that underneath the wagon was not 600,000 people? So what does he say? What's his answer? V'amari the mikomakom darkon haya lotzeis for lovo ba'oso derech. What does he mean that? To say that. I mean, I think Jeremy's right that he's saying the implication is that small area itself is like a Rosh Hashanah Rabban. Now, it's even a small area that's, I mean, how long is the width, was the length of the wagon? Not so long,
right?
No, that it's as long as it's 16 wide, even though it has a very short, even though it's very short in its length, it could still be a Rosh Hashanah Rabban. Right.
But he says they're not because they came out the same way they went in.
So he's saying it doesn't mean that spot. It means that spot is because it's part of a whole derech that people would go in and come on.
So the question was how the length of the wagons or just robbing there were
right.
four sets of wagons, so
right.
from the front to the back to
robbing. Yeah, it's too small. How do you get to fit 600,000 people in that one little spot? You can't have 600,000 people on that one spot. You know what I mean? So now you can have a mukom that's not capable of having the... In other words, let's put it this way. If you're going to say 600,000 people is like a feature of this land, right? So then how can you have a Shusha Rabim that can't contain 600,000 people? Right, that's his question. Right?
What do you mean that we're saying
Tachtan, the Gemara says, doesn't mean literally under the wagon, it means between the boards.
Between those two,
I think on each wagon.
Right, on top of each wagon, they have two sets of boards.
And they would overlap.
They would overlap.
The sides.
Oh, yeah, okay. Wait, so his answer is?
Oh, so his answer is that what? So what's his answer?
It
can't contain it. He's saying as long as it can be used by 600,000. Doesn't mean simultaneously. Doesn't mean simultaneously. Okay? Huh? Right, that is what Rashi would say. Yeah, he's asking a kasha, because if you're going to learn that if it's a makom that's ro'oi for 600,000, he's saying that doesn't mean that the 600,000 have to be able to be contained by that makom. Right? It'd be like saying, this room can hold 600,000 people. You say, you're crazy. You say, no, but if they keep streaming in and out, You know what I mean? So in this, his question was meaning that the makom, that part of the makom, the makom itself has to contain six, be able to contain 600,000. So he's saying that can't be tachtayan. It's too small of an area to contain 600,000. But his answer is that the 600,000 are using it.
Might be in any area of space.
Yeah, right.
I mean, like, smaller space.
Yes, and that is in any area of space, provided it's 16 amas wide.
Well, why 16 amas wide?
That's being learned from Diglei Midbar.
But then why do you need to talk about 600,000?
Because that's also Diglei Midbar.
I'm saying, meaning if it's any space, it's not that adding can accommodate 600,000.
No, but there has to actually be... It has to actually be 600,000, but he doesn't. But he's saying it doesn't mean that there are actually 600,000 in this one spot, but it's serving 600,000. So it could be consecutively.
Right. If you had a town with 10,000 people in it and they had a space, that would not.
Correct. Identifying. I think his question is because the Gemara is identifying a very limited spot, and saying that limited spot on its own is a Rishus HaRabim. But he's saying a limited spot can't have the presence of 600,000.
It's not part of the street.
It is part of the street they were walking on. Factually, it is. I mean, maybe you're right. I mean, maybe what he's saying is he seems to switch his question. He's focusing on the spot, right? V'tachteyem lo hayu shishim ribo, right? And in his answer, he says ba'oso derech.
That's not right. Saying by virtue of the fact that it's part of the dera.
That's the 16 thing, right? The 16 is a qualification in the dera, not a qualification in the spot itself, right?
Right. The 16 is a shear in how wide the dera is.
Well, I thought the spot, I thought you were saying that the spot was...
That's the width.
Is this in the question, not on
600,000? No, the what?
I mean, the question not on 600,000 at all?
No, it's a difficult question to answer. The question seems to be saying that the Gemara is identifying a limited spot and calling it a Rishus HaRab. And the limited spot can't have the quality of 600,000. And his answer is, no, it doesn't. You could say like this. This is what you guys are saying now. The answer is, it doesn't mean that spot as a spot. It means that spot is part of the derech that the people use. Right? But if there was that spot alone, if there was a cliff on both sides, obviously it wouldn't be it was just a rub. Why not?
Okay.
Let's come back to the Agalos. Let's come back. We have to investigate the Agalos more carefully. Exactly what the Tachtan was. But let's finish up. I wasn't really intending to focus on this that much. That's always a problem. Okay. The Ode Hiksha. Well, let's take this question. I mean, that's a good question. But he holds. He seems like he's getting out of the question by saying, you know, you didn't understand what it doesn't mean that particular spot. It means it's a derech of shishim. But this is a more powerful question. Vod hiksha de bedigle midbar hava tafin noshim lein misbar. That's a very powerful question. So you're telling me you learn everything from digle midbar, and therefore it has to be 600,000 people. But in the midbar there were millions of people. I mean, if you count all the women and children, there were many people. That's a powerful question, right? V'chein kasha me'er rav. It's because the 600,000 were only the men of a certain age, as the Ramban says, right? So you say that it's only a Rishus HaRabim if it has the qualities of the Midbar. But the Midbar didn't have just 600,000, it had millions. So he gives a strange answer. V'yesh loma d'lo gamrino mi'mishkan. Ela milsei d'ksiva b'misporam. Strange answer. We only learn from Mishkan things that are written in number, by number. Numbers that are recorded. It's a strange answer. I mean, yeah, now we don't care about the reality. That's a like a halachic reality. How many? We just need some number. It's a strange answer. It's a difficult answer. Yeah. Let's take a look at Ramban. I want to go through both. I want to see both sides. Let's take a look at Ramban, and then we'll come back. Because it's a funny kind of, it's an interesting kind of a machlokas. Who has, someone wants to be the Ramban? I don't have it in front of me. Go ahead. The Ramban is an Ervin on Daf Nuntes. I'm off. Go ahead. Right. Yeah. Okay, so the Ramban says that Rashi says this in many places, that it's not a Rosh Rabbim Gemura unless it has 600,000 people, unless it's an Ir Sheyesh Bo Shishim Ribo. And the Ramban just asks a powerful question. He says, where does he get it from? Where does Rashi get this from? No Gemara says this. Right? Go ahead. Right. Okay. So aside from saying it's just not there, because you'll say, okay, it's not there, it's understood. For some reason it's understood. But it shows you a case in Shabbos where it is talking about these types of things, and it leaves it out. Right? It's a stronger argument. Maybe Rashi will say, in other words, how could Rashi explain why it's left out? Because the Gemara is only talking about the shear of the makom, the physical dimensions, and then or the types of place that are roy to be Rosh Hashanah. But it never talks about the quality of the diorin that have to be there, right? So that wouldn't be incomplete, because it's just not. It's only talking about one aspect, but he's going to show you that over there it does bring in the other aspect, and it leaves this qualification out. Right. And then he has a powerful question on Rashi himself. Of course, Rashi over here in Shabbos says, why is the Midbar not a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? Because it's not Shchiach. It's not common for people to travel across the Midbar. But what's the implication? That if it were common, it would be Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, even though it's not 600,000?
Unless you're saying it's not common for 600,000.
Okay, Ramban offers a fantastic answer to that question. I mean, the answer is a fantastic answer. A fantastic conceptual answer. In other words, he's saying that there's a possibility that he would accept as a logical possibility that there's a chiluk between the roads that connect cities, right, and the cities themselves. That by the city, you could say you need 600,000. But by the roads, we're not medaktikin. That's a consistent theory. But the question is, let's just stop here for a minute. Question is, what's the consistency in that theory? If you need 600,000, you need 600,000. Right? He rejects it because he doesn't hold that it has support from the Gemaras. But on a conceptual level, he holds that that's a good idea. So Mamarashach, if you need 600,000 as a cheftza,
make the roads now inside the town?
As a cheftza, so then you should need 600,000 traveling on the road. And if you don't, it just has to be accessible, so then the ear is also accessible. What's the consistency in that idea? I think if we can understand this, maybe we get a foothold over here. What they're dealing with. Let me just to strengthen the question on the consistency of this idea in the Ramban, you look at it carefully, you look at his Lashon carefully, he says an interesting thing. You don't need Kidigle Midbar by Kuliyama. That's what he seems to be saying, right? You only need the idea of Digle Midbar by the ear. But if he's gonna agree that you're learning from Digle Midbar now, so then how do you say I only learn by Digle Midbar in the case of the ear, and I don't learn from Digle Midbar from the roads, right? So what do you say? Can you answer that question? Stab, are you with us? So you have to define what we mean, what we're learning from Digli Midbar. Okay? You have to define what we're learning from Digli Midbar.
No.
In other words, you have to say like this, that there's an idea of Rishus HaRabim aside from Digli Midbar. Right? So what is that? That's what he's saying. He's saying there's an idea of Rabbim in an absolute sense. Okay? That you don't need Digle Midbar for. That you don't learn from Digle Midbar. The concept of a Rishus HaRabbim means simply, like he says over here, that it's a network that it's Ad Sof Kol HaOlam. Why say Ad Sof Kol Olam? Because it is shayach to no individual group. It's shayach to the interstate highway is shayach not to the people in the, in this city or that city. It's kol. It's a connection of the whole of the entire whatever region, right? So that is a full, true, unlimited concept of Rabbim. That's like Rabbim par excellence. That is what Rabbim means, unqualified. Right? Just the term Rabbim means everybody's. It's a chiddush to say you have a small segment of the world and you call them Rabbim. You understand? That you need to learn from Digli Midbar. How do you know a certain Rabbim? If I would tell you Rabbim, he's saying, then you'd have to take the limit of the idea. If I tell you there's an idea of open to the public, so then you would say, well, that at least means something that is completely that belongs to the whole to the whole world, right? That's an interstate. That's the interstate highway system, right? But it'd be a chiddush to say this locality, which is its own group, its own community, also has the shame of Rabbim. How do you know that? You understand?
You heard
that. So that he says you could learn from Digli Midbar. Now, that's his move. That you're not learning from if you would learn from Digli Midbar, if Digli Midbar would define Rabbim in an absolute sense and say this is the concept of Rabbim, if Digli Midbar would define the concept of Rabbim, then on the Drachim we would also have to have 600,000, right? But Digli Midbar is not defining the concept of Rabbim, right? It's defining a shear of Rabbim. It's defining when something that's not the absolute Rabbim still partakes of the idea of Rabbim. You understand? When is it enough? When has a limited group grown to the size that is sufficient to call them Rabbim now? As opposed to a group, one
Rabbim,
small group.
I got you.
So that would only be a question by an ear, because an ear is an isolated, closed-off spot. Is an isolated group. But the roads are not of any group. The roads are of the true Rabbim.
But you still need it to be shchita on the roads, right? Not
it has to be a road. So then the only question is what defines it as a road. Shchichi defines it as a road.
Why does that feel?
Because it has to be a path of the Rabbim. It still has to be a path of...
It's an open space.
Right. So then, that's how he would be learning Rashi. And that's really what Rashi says. I mean, I know the Bahag seems to say otherwise. But Rashi himself does seem to say that. That the road, that it's at the ear has to have Shishim Rebo. But the roads that connect them don't have to have Drisa Shishim Rebo. Rashi, right?
So
take two things from Digli Midbar. Now, it's to put it a different way. You're really learning two things from Digli Midbar. You're learning that there's a concept of a Rishus HaRabim, and you're learning that a limited number can also express the concept. So when you have it by the road, the roads, though, are the true concept. Right? The only time you need to measure in terms of when a limited number expresses the concept is when you have a phenomenon of a limited group. Roads themselves are not the phenomenon of a limited group. That's part of a system that's ad sof kol ha'olam. So you really are learning everything from Digli Midbar. The only thing is, Digli Midbar is telling you two things. He's telling you that there's a concept of Rabbim itself, and then there's a way to recreate Rabbim in a limited sense. So that's the chiddush of 600,000 by an ear. But by the roads, you don't need the chiddush of 600,000. You just have the basic phenomenon of Rabbim. The Gamrina mi Mishkan. Yeah, and then he ends off rejecting he quoted Tosa's answer and rejecting it, right? And he says, Sof Davar, Ain Lanu Elamasha Muskar Batalmud, Rishusa Rabin Sheshisre Amad, the Gamrina mi Mishkan. So it's a strange machlokas. We have to try to define this machlokas, because everybody's really agreeing. Everybody agrees you learn everything from Mishkan, right?
Yeah.
Everybody agrees you learn everything from Mishkan. So how come Rashi is really the kasha. Everybody, because it doesn't mention it in the Gemara. So it's like a kind of a question, How do you formulate the question? I mean, it's a very important case to really formulate the question properly here. Now, learning through the Gemara, Rashi is learning this Gemara and saying, based on a certain premise, that the number of people must be important. To the point that even though the Gemara doesn't mention it, he is undaunted. Right? He's not fazed by that. Because it's so clear to him that it is obviously an essential factor. And he might even say it's Dara Pashut. Whereas the Ramban is saying, no, I'm learning everything from the Gemara, and the Gemara doesn't mention this. I don't have it. It's almost like they're obviously arguing about a very basic premise.
Yeah.
Right?
Right?
Yeah, and let's strengthen the question let's put the question on the Ramban a little bit. In other words, we have to go through that case more carefully in Tzadi Ches. But you see, the Gemara holds, you derive all sorts of strange, even things that seemed completely accidental, you still learn from Mishkan. Right, because the Gemara says if a Rishus HaRabim had a roof over it, it would not be Rishus HaRabim. Why? If a derech, you had a superhighway that had a roof over it, it would not be Rishus HaRabim. Why? Because in the Midbar they didn't have a roof over there when they were traveling. So you see that there seem to be, for some reason, you have to explain according to the Ramban. I mean, why are they taking these funny accidental features? If you're just going to say it has to be Roy, you know, so because they didn't have a roof over them, because they didn't have a roof over them, now with a roof it can't be Rishus HaRabim. I mean, it's still Roy for the Dricha of all these people. And the only reason they didn't have a roof is because the boards happened to be spaced a certain way. If they were spaced a different way, they would have had a roof. So it wasn't like it was really stopping them. I mean, it was just from the way that the boards happened to be lined up. So, yeah.
Also, he has,
right? So his answer is, because the Gemara mentions roof and doesn't mention this, but still, what's going on in the Gemara? Why is it just picking random things? It can't just be it's picking random things. In a certain sense, Rashi is consistent. He's saying every feature. But still, we have to say, which features do you pick, though? Right? They walked on sand. So it doesn't mean a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim has to be sand. Right? Okay. Before we give a... Instead of giving... let's just give... I just want to make a point over here. Just something to think about. In other words, it seems to be an important thing to consider that although we learn everything from Mishkan in terms of Shabbos, right? In terms of Shabbos, learn all the malachas from Mishkan. But it does seem like this malacha is learned in a different way than the other malachas are learned. Okay? This malacha is learned in a... when you say we learn this malacha from the Mishkan, it doesn't seem to me the same way as we learn the other malachas from the Mishkan. What do I mean? Malacha grua. Now, what do I mean? Right. In other words, in the other malachos, you look at what they did. So they sewed. They wove. Right? So weaving is a known thing, and all we need to know is we're not creating the idea of weaving by from the Mishkan. Right? We're not deriving, weaving is a malacha. Right? Mm-hmm. Weaving is a malacha that we know. And it's just we're just picking it from malachos that we're just selecting it out of the pre-existing idea of malachos. Like Tosus says in the first Tosus in Shabbos, he says if it wouldn't have said Mishkan, the Chazal would have had to figure out just malachos chashuvos in general. It's possible to think of malachos chashuvos, right? You wouldn't say weaving wouldn't exist if it weren't for Mishkan, right? But over here, the malacha they did was Hotzah and Achnosa and Mavid Dal Ramos is Halacha Moshe Sinai. So the malacha is really, you're not just learning the, over here, you're not just learning the Maisa, right? You're learning the elements of the Maisa too. You understand? You're learning what the Maisa itself is. Let's put it that way. By the other cases, it doesn't seem like you're learning what Ksiva is from Mishkan. You say, how do you want to know what Ksiva is? Well, they did something in the Mishkan and they called it Ksiva. So that's now what we call Ksiva. That's not true. Ksiva existed before Mishkan, right? And it was always a relevant idea. And the only learning from Mishkan, the Shir, you're learning that it was done, and that that it is one of the Malachos Chashuvos, and that it's and it's Shir. But by Hotzah, that's the first Hotzah. You got to go through that, the end of that first Hotzah. He says you need a pasuk for Hotzah, even though it's not enough that it was in the Mishkan, because they wouldn't have selected it. It wouldn't have been selected unless the pasuk would have mentioned it too. Right, and if you just had the pasuk without the Mishkan, then he says you'd have to have a whole different system of malachos chashuvos. So you see that's his question in the beginning. Why does every element of Hotzah have to be enumerated? Because you have to. Mishkan is doing two things. It's validating it as an activity and selecting it. You understand? It's defining it and selecting it. Whereas Mishkan's not defining Ksiva. That's the first tosis. It's Malacha Grua means without the Ksav mentioning it, you wouldn't pick it from what they did in the Mishkan as a productive thing. Whereas Ksiva, you pick. Even though the Pasuk doesn't say anything about Ksiva and Ariga, we pick it. Because we know it's a Malacha from beforehand, we know it's a Malacha. And now we're just selecting from the Mishkan. But Hotzah is more than just selecting. That's why you need a separate Pasuk. It is defining the very thing. It's giving the whole activity in existence. So therefore, every aspect of the Mishkan becomes intrinsic in what the very thing is. You understand? By Ariga, whether they used needles or whatever, loom, whatever, however they did it, that's not what Ariga is. They were kosei with a quill. That doesn't mean Ksiva is with a quill and D.O. You understand? But by Hotzah, it is defining the whole scope of the activity. It's defining the whole scope of the activity. So then you have to pick every feature of it. Then every feature becomes important.
You're saying it's not just
in this. In other words, it's true, it's revealing even this. But since there's no productivity in the thing, right, it's just a shinui from one type of place to another type of place, the types of places are really intrinsic in what the malacha is. And now, no, it's by Ariga, the essence is that you created the product of the beged. Right? Over here, the whole change is an accidental feature of the thing. So then, once you're dealing with an accidental thing, you have to take every accidental feature. You can't now pick from the accidental things, well, this is a more important accident, and that's a less important accident. You understand? By Ariga, the thing is the product. As long as it's done b'derech umnus, then you are involved in creating the product. But over here, there is no product. It's malacha grua. So malacha grua means it's just in a certain accident it's changed. So the whole realm is in the whole realm of the malacha is accidental qualities. So then that's why you have to pick every single feature. Because every feature now has a, if you turn the accidents into important things, then, in other words, once you're dealing in the realm of accidents, you can't be selective anymore. If I'm dealing, yeah, so we just have to say which ones, the ones that they had. You understand what I'm saying? But you can't be selective anymore. So we have to think about it. We have to think about, obviously you have to be selective, because then you would only have Hotzah if you had 600,000 people in the Midbar, in the Sinai desert. So we have to obviously, find which categories are important over here.
We have to talk about which accidents are part of are in the scope of the Hotzah.
Correct. It's certainly only going to be accidents, right, that are in the nature of the, that have to do with the nature of the Rishuyos.
The fact that these were Egyptian slaves, doesn't have to do with Hotzah.
Right. Right.
It doesn't matter that we do have basic concepts of what a private and public place is.
It's not our concepts. It's not our concepts. It's not our concepts.